What's up, boys? So there is a 5-second moment from the gameplay reveal of Indiana Jones from about 10 months ago, and this tells us exactly what the game is. Let's watch it.
Now we have the opportunity to tell a new Indiana Jones story for a modern gaming audience.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah, dude, it's completely cooked. If this guy is working on it,
have the opportunity.
If this guy is working on it and with his little gay homo shirt, and he's saying that he has the opportunity to reinterpret or reinvent Indiana Jones for a modern audience, we're done, dude. We're absolutely done here. So, what I want to remind y'all of is that I grew up with Indiana Jones, and the dude is a Chad. The dude is what modern people would call a chauvinist, but he's awesome. And I want to show y'all a clip from The Last Crusade that reminds us of what we've lost here. This is the real Indiana Jones. This will always be the real Indiana Jones. And watch how he interacts with this woman.
You didn't trust me.
I didn't know you. At least I let you tag along.
Oh, yes. Give them a flower and they'll follow you anywhere.
Knock it off. You're not mad.
No?
No. You like the way I do things.
It's lucky I don't do things the same way. You'd still be standing at the Venice Pier.
Listen, what do you think is going on here? Since I met you, I've nearly been incinerated, drowned, shot at, and chopped it.
Bro, this would never be in a modern movie. This is how you have to treat women sometimes. Now, I'm never advocating violence against a woman, of course. I have a lovely wife who I love. I have a daughter who I love. But sometimes when a woman is being a brat like this woman is, you have to tell her what's up. You have to remind her who daddy is. And that is exactly what Indiana Jones is doing right here. And that is why he's too alpha. He's too alpha for modern gaming audiences. And they can't handle this Indiana Jones on screen. So they're going to create some kind of pussy bitch Indiana Jones in their gay game that they're working on. But watch this.
Into fish bait. We're caught in the middle of something sinister here. My guess is Dad found out more than he was looking for. And until I'm sure, I'm going to continue to do things the way I think they should be done.
How dare you kiss me?
Leave me alone. I don't like fast women.
And I hate arrogant men.
See, dude, he's such an alpha, man. Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones, that film's from 1989. Women love that stuff, dude. Women love when men have that kind of energy. And the in the dialysis of destiny, as it's often called, he's an old man, and they've turned him into a sad old man and a sad old cuck. We lost this. You know, in the movies, this scene in the movies with all the girls in his class are obsessed with him, because he's just an attractive man that all the women want. If you remember this German chick who's actually an Irish actress, she's using sex to get what she wants. That is how life is. That is how many women are. And that's, you don't see that in modern movies anymore. But we've all experienced it, and that is real life. But modern cuck movies and media can't handle the truth. They can't handle life as it is. If you saw Dial of Destiny, which came out in 2023, and I'll just sum it up for y'all real quick. He's outstaged and he's upstaged by a smarter, faster, cooler female. It's a humiliation ritual is really what it is for Indiana. And it was a complete failure of a movie. But look how hard they're trying to get you nostalgic. They're like, oh, man. Maybe if we, Starfield did this, maybe if we throw a nostalgic poster at them, they'll get nostalgic for the old movies. But he's not the star, man. Go ahead and put her in there. This isn't an Indiana Jones movie. It's a lame girl boss movie. This photo right here says it all. She is the main character. He's not the main character anymore. Because like everything that we love, like everything that we have, women, feminist, horrible, short haircutted, butch women have to get involved in everything we love and ruin it somehow, don't they? So let's get into talking about the video game, because I wanted to set that stage, because what is happening with the Indiana Jones franchise is exactly the same thing that's happening with the Indiana Jones video game that's about to come out. Is they've girl bossed it, they've modernized it, they've made it for this gay, freaking non-existent homo audience. Nobody wants gay Indiana Jones. Nobody wants girl boss Indiana Jones, and they keep freaking throwing it to us. So John Trent here said, Xbox is now blocking reviews of Indiana Jones and the Great Circle until game goes into advanced access. That's not a good sign. That is not a good sign. That means that they know that they have a stinker here. Somebody was pointing out that there's been almost no marketing for this game. There's been no marketing for this game because it's probably going to be a stinker. On the Steam charts, it's number... There's only 43,000 pre-orders for it, and it's number 179 on the charts. Dude, nobody cares about this game, man. And it's because it has that stench. It has the stench of the woke on it. I really think you shouldn't be allowed to deactivate your dislike button. I'm not allowed to do that on any of my videos. The dislike and the downvote button was really helpful on Assassin's Creed Shadows so that we could see how much people hated that game. But companies now are just straight up disabling their dislike button because they know it's going to get hate. They know it's going to get shat on, and they can't handle the truth. And companies are so desperate to hide the truth from people. But guys, it gets even worse. Alex Torvinius is the creative director on the game. This is him right here. And maybe you don't care about this stuff at all. Maybe you're not religious. But the dude worships Satan. If you Google his name, you will see his extensive e-commerce store where he sells all kinds of satanic products. This is one of his pentagram altar discs that he sells as a ritual item. This is his logo, which is an upside down cross. Here he's selling something called Goetia demon seals. Oh, cool. Real cool stuff, dude. Just selling some demon seals. The LGBTQ crowd is satanic. Their father is Satan. They hate Jesus. They hate Christ. They hate goodness and they hate truth. And guys, Satan is gay as hell. He is a gay loser. But here's the thing. Jesus defeated him. Read the Bible. Satan is a loser and he's gay, and Jesus crushed his head in the garden. And finally, one day, Jesus is going to throw all him and all of his followers into hell. So yeah, dude, Satan's a little punk. We've talked about how the video game is gonna follow the pattern of the Dialysis of Destiny. Look, I mean, all you have to see is the short hair, the no breasts, the complete unattractiveness of this woman here. And I forgot the name of this character, but they're doing the same exact thing with the female character in the game. I guarantee you she saves Indiana Jones in the end. I guarantee you she's smarter than Indiana Jones. She's better than Indiana Jones, because it's not a masculine movie anymore, because feminists run everything now, and every woman wants to be a man now, and every man wants to be a woman now. And oh, it's all about me and it's all about my feelings. So these were a couple screenshots that I grabbed from the trailer. Whoever this main chick is, I keep forgetting her name, but she's got her Bull Dyke, ugly feminist haircut here.
It ain't a walk in the park.
Okay, then. Let's see if you can keep up.
What do you mean?
Ooh, whoa. The woman is teaching Indiana Jones a few things, because she's the real alpha. She's the real Chad. Guys, this is exactly what's wrong with every marriage, every relationship around these days. Not mine, of course. I love my wife, and my wife knows that I, as the man, I'm the head of the household. But it's this competition, man. It's women trying to be men. They're trying to lead like men, but they can't do it. Women are simply not designed to lead like men do. Did you see that? Did you see how she saved him? He is not, Indiana Jones is not the hero of the story anymore. It's the woman. Yeah. Yeah. He's not the hero anymore. People have confirmed that you play as her for a large portion of the video game. She's the hero. She's the smarter one. She's the new Indiana Jones. She's the real Indiana Jones. Old guy Indiana Jones is just a husk of his former self. She's the real hero. I just want to point out that it's an absolute mockery and it's absolute shame of what they've done to my boy Harrison Ford. You know, in Dial of Destiny, he completely got upstaged. He was completely made to look like a fool. You know, they just had to girl boss Indiana Jones. She's the cooler one. She's the smarter one. And Indiana Jones just plays second fiddle to a woman now. You would never see that in The Last Crusade, dude. He's a man. He's the hero. When men go to see, it was a male masculine story of an alpha named Indiana Jones and the life that he led. And people simply can't handle the potency and the power of this kind of a man. So they hate it. So Thursday, the new Indiana Jones video game is coming out. I'm going to try to play it and I'm going to try to review it and give my thoughts on it. But this is just, I wanted to give you all one last peek, kind of my thoughts of what I've been thinking about this game before it comes out. But thanks for listening. I will talk to y'all later. Bye.